better. So maybe the title of this episode caught your attention. Maybe you're thinking that there is some secret sauce to making your acting more appreciated by others and therefore feel more successful. And whatever the reason, I want to share some insights that I've learned, both as an actor and now as a casting director, that will eliminate the need for you to ever hear "act better" from anyone, including yourself. In this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I am casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. So nice that you're here today. I'm really excited about today's episode, Act Better. That's the name of the episode, and we're going to dive into that, talking a little bit more about the psychology of what it is to be an actor, and hopefully provide some special insights that I hope you will find valuable. If this is your first time listening to Casting Actors Cast, I couldn't be more delighted. It's so cool that you are here. We're a whole group of like-minded actors and performers, and I share whatever insights I can on the business of show, whether it be audition techniques or whether it be the best classes for you to take or career options that are available to you as an actor. I can't tell you how grateful I am that we're over 41,000 downloads of the podcast, the podcast video. You can also check it out on YouTube if you're so inclined. If you want to see me talking to you in person, then that might be an alternative. Wow, that might be an alternative for you to check out. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you for joining us. I encourage you to check out the website of Casting Actors Cast simply by going to castingactorscastalloneword.com. Then there's a little form that you can fill out, and it says dive into the talent pool. It just gives me your email address and your name. That'll open up another menu of all kinds of freebies that I hope you might take advantage of. One is a free book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. And that is a voiceover training manual. So if you're interested in voice work, this is absolutely free. It's 100 pages. It's a downloadable PDF. I think you might like that. Also included on that same in that same menu is a free secret video we're calling Casting Director Secrets: What They Don't Want You to Know. It's a 20-minute video. It's all about that, and you might want to check that out. Again, that's absolutely free of charge. Also, there are some show notes there from past episodes, what I call Jeff's Jots. So you can kind of have a training guide or a cheat sheet, really, of the episode. So you can download that and you can have that while you listen to your favorite episodes of Casting Actors Cast. Now, well, I just wanted to share something that I think is really valuable for you to kind of find out a little bit about. It's called WeAudition.com, and it's an amazing new website. I'm inviting you to check out WeAudition.com because you can earn money by being a reader. Also, you can find an acting partner. If you're looking for somebody or somebody to help you with some self-tape, you can also get career advice. It's a really cool website. I invite you to check it out. If you do go there and you're interested in membership and you use the promo code CAC25, that's CAC25, that will give you 25% off the membership fee. CAC standing for Casting Actors Cast, so that they know that I'm the one that suggested you go there and check it out. So it's a really nice website. It's a brand new organization. There's getting a lot of buzz and a lot of support from the acting community, so I invite you to check that out. And as always, here's my message about Actors Connection. And now a shout out and thanks to my good friends at Actors Connection. Since 1991, Actors Connection has been the place for talent to connect with industry pros with classes, intensives, seminars, and showcases. And now their programs are all virtual. We're talking working with casting directors, agents, and industry insiders to give you useful, practical, and professional training. So check them out at actorsconnection.com/NYC. So thank you and hello to my shout out friends to Actors Connection for being there and for promoting this podcast on their email blasts on occasion. And I'm really grateful for that. Thank you so much. So let's dive into the subject now at hand, shall we? I will never forget as an actor, and I was in a leading role at a regional theater. I don't want to mention the theater. I don't want to mention the role only because it's not that important to the subject. It's not that important to the story. And it was a lot of work. This particular production, it was really an intense rehearsal period. And I remember putting my heart and soul into the work and really wanted it to be a successful production and a successful performance on my end. And I don't think, frankly, that I've worked quite as hard at anything before or since. And during the run-throughs of the show, and we're coming up to an opening, and we were, I believe that we were in the theater at that time, so we were doing run-throughs on stage in the theater, and so that you can imagine the note sessions. You know, after the run-through, you get the notes, and you're sitting in the theater, and the director standing there and giving notes, and I remember just being exhausted and excited and exhilarated, and I was kind of feeling pretty good, to be frank with you. I was like, man, I'm getting this. I'm doing it. And the director is giving notes to everybody. And then he said, okay, and now Jeff. And everyone got really quiet. Says, Jeff, act better. Now, understand, he was trying to be funny, and he was funny. And it was funny, and everybody cracked up. And of course, I laughed too, because I think in reality, they could see how hard I had been working, and it was just a way to sort of lighten up the mood. And everybody cracked up. It was really funny. And, you know, I was the brunt of the joke, and that was fine. I didn't mind that at all. And you know what? I have to say, I got home that night, and I realized something. I realized that what we hear, and also what we tell ourselves about what we're hearing, can actually do some damage to our creative aesthetic. Now, I don't mean our brand, and I don't mean, you know, type, because I never use that word. But as a creative person, we have a particular energy. We have a particular point of view about who we are as an actor. And sometimes we'll listen to folks, and even in humor, it can have a damaging effect. Now, I can tell you, I'm not an overly insecure person. I certainly have my shares of insecurity. I think sometimes that my sensitivity as a person at that time made me a really better actor, made me more sensitive to being an actor and to the choices that I was making as an actor. That's my aesthetic. But you know what? It's really amazing that even in jest, sometimes things can be said and it reinforces our insecure self. And then that becomes an unsolvable question. Act better. I mean, the reality is there's a difference between knowing the truth and then living the truth. We know the truth. That's information. We understand. We have our own truth as an actor. We have our own work ethic. We have our own aesthetic as an actor. But you know what? We have to live in that truth. We have to tell ourselves things that are difficult sometimes, but we also have to tell ourselves things that are helpful, things that can move us forward, things that can actually make us and help us feel more secure in the choices and become the person that we want to be. So the truth there is what you know is information. So we have information at our disposal in terms of who we are as an actor. What you know versus what you live. What you live is what is seen and felt by others. So I've adopted a few philosophies, and whenever I remember that phrase, act better, I kind of think of several things that I need to do when I'm interacting with other people, whether it be actors, whether it be directors, whether it be our parents, whether it be our siblings, whether it be our best friends. It's important that we do listen to other people, of course. That's part of the human interaction. But when it comes to my acting in the past, and now as a casting director, I absolutely make a committed effort to listen to others. But guess what? I adopt what I call the screen door philosophy. So the attitude about the screen door philosophy is that I let the fresh air in, I let those things that are affecting me in a positive way in, and I leave the bugs out. I leave those things that can do damage. I leave those things that can be hurtful. I leave those outside. So the screen door becomes a really excellent metaphor for when I deal with negative energy or personalities that really don't have my best interests in mind. And I'm not saying that that happens all the time, but it is definitely something that I would encourage you to try, that screen door philosophy. And then you know what? I've also learned that I listen to myself without filters. That means I know I have these constant negative voices in my head that are operating all the time. But I've also learned over time that I can turn those down a little bit. But I listen to those choices and I listen to my instincts and my gut choices and my feelings and my reactions as much as possible. But I definitely use the screen door when it comes to others. So therefore, whenever you think that you need to act better, what you really need to stop and consider is simply to make choices for your acting talent and make choices for your acting career that can challenge your negative voices. That means, are your choices pushing you in a healthy way? For example, taking classes, how are your auditions? How are your self-tape auditions going in the time of COVID? Are you feeling good about the networking that you're doing, meeting other people within the industry, whether it be agents or casting directors or whoever it is? And then also, what is your definition of success as an actor? Is that money? Is it fame? I mean, some people, and God bless them, I think it's awesome, and this is the kind of what I respond to, is just personal satisfaction. There's something so personally satisfying to being an actor that if you can embrace that. But there are those who think money and fame, that those are important aspects to being successful. I would ask you to consider the personal satisfaction option first, because I think that that is more healthy. I think that that can be a better way to addressing those tools and tips and techniques that you can use in order to better yourself as an actor. The other question: why do you want to be an actor in the first place? What drew you into wanting to be an actor? And if you can answer that question and you can answer it in a really clean, healthy way, then that's fantastic. Sometimes the answer is, I want to be an actor because I can't see myself doing anything else. Now, if that's the case, I understand. I get it. And so that's why you must be an actor. So, you know what? Honestly, it's not about acting better. I mean, that's like saying, you know, act prettier. It's really about telling the truth in your acting. Acting better is about telling the truth in your acting, of course, which is better. So embrace the choices you make to better yourself as an actor. Embrace those choices. And remember that action always wins over knowledge with no action. It's one thing to know what you need to do to improve yourself, to launch a career, to take the next step. But it's another thing to put that knowledge into action. And that's the key, I think, to the successful actor that I've worked with. And then finally, I think it's of value for you to trust your talent, trust your training, and trust the truthful, committed communicating that you are able to do in your work. I'm not sure if this episode was helpful to you. I feel like I kind of rambled all over the place, that I just sort of dumped a lot of philosophical things your way. And for that, if I've confused you, I apologize. I guess just honestly, of late, I've been feeling as if I'm giving all of these tips and techniques and all of these things for you to be a better actor. But then there's also part of me that hears actors, and in their questions, I'm hearing that they feel as if they're doing something wrong. They feel as if they had this one little answer to their question that it's going to make all the difference in their acting career. And intellectually, those actors know that that's not the case, although there's still a part of a lot of actors that think, all I need is dot, 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 fill in that blank. And I find that always surprising to me. I find that always, because you know what, I understand it. Although it's surprising to me, I was also there. I was also the actor that thought, what am I missing out on? What piece of information am I not getting that makes that other person seem more attractive as a candidate when auditioning, for example? Or I've auditioned for a role, I didn't get it, and now I'm seeing that role in the movie or on television. And I'm saying, you know, why didn't that go my way? And what did they see or do in that actor that I didn't see or do? And you know, the reality is, I'll never know. And then I'm thinking, those times that I booked those jobs, those films and those television shows that I did book, and I was like, yes, I made it, I did it. And you know what? I don't think I behaved any differently in those auditions than the ones that I didn't get. So you see, understanding what is in my control and what isn't in my control is really an important consideration. So you never have to hear the phrase, act better, because it's nonsense. You never need to hear that phrase from yourself. You never should hear that phrase from another. Trusting your instincts, your ability, and your technique as an actor really go hand in hand with your love of performance. So I always suggest that actors should get in touch with why they wanted to be a performer or why they want to be an actor in the first place. Live in that place for just a few moments every day. And I promise you, you're going to see a change. You're going to see results as a result of that new thought process about who you are and telling your truth. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope to see you next time on Casting Actors Cast. Thanks a lot. See you next time.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.